Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction. Well, Bob, did we end up having any sales this week due to the weather?
Yes, we had a sale at Apache. It was a light run. We had just shy of 1,000. KC, we had a lot of good cattle and had a lot of demand and had an excellent market. This time of year, you can't outguess the weather. If you've got pretty weather and we're already, ready for this cold weather, so people's acclimated, sell cattle and move on because we can keep backing cattle up. I mean, we had a very open winter up till this last week. But our market was good. I think Monday our runs will be, of course we were shut down last week or this week, Monday. And I think our runs will be adequate. I think there'll be good demand for them, unforeseen having a blizzard up in the panhandle, but there was good demand. We had good reaction on the board this week. Just positive for where we are in our industry at this time.
So, Bob, when we have weeks like we had last week, because, we had several of the livestock auctions closed down. We had OKC West. We had Stockyards and Joplin all shut down. So does that mean we're going to have them all come to town next weekend or next Monday?
Well, they're all going to come to town in the next 2 to 3 weeks, yes, because, the ones that pull off wheat to harvest, used to, they got off by the 1st of March. Now they all start getting off, at the middle of February at the latest. So, yeah, whatever's out there to move is going to move in the next 3 weeks.
Talk a little bit, too, because I know some people think, well, gosh dang, why would you cancel the livestock sale because of the cold? But talk a little bit about the concern for not only the people, but also the cattle when it gets that cold.
Yeah, I mean, the handling the cattle, weather situation, I mean, the water situations at the farm, at the stockyards. The biggest thing was, your feed yards pretty well told us, and they told us without telling us directly that we don't want any cattle this week. So they're trying to get what they've got on hand taken care of, water situations, help situations. So, I mean, we hadn't seen that in Oklahoma City since I've been up there in the 80s. But on days like last Monday, we might have had 150, 200 cattle. So, it was a good idea to shut down. I think the management made good decisions from Oklahoma City to El Reno to Joplin. I mean, it's hard to move. We've changed the way we think in the last 25 years as far as moving cattle, handling cattle. I can remember in the 90s, people dragging cattle in at Apache with tractors, and it was snowing with a foot of snow on the ground. And we don't do things like that anymore. I mean, whether it's change of people, change of attitude, better for the cattle, better for the people, it's all the above. But it's better for everybody. I mean, your pens are slick. Oklahoma City yards would be slick, and it's easier on the cattle and the people.
Well, and you also don't want to make all your staff come if you're only going to have 100 head, right?
Yeah, and you couldn't get them to come anyway.
Right. Well, Bob, if folks have questions for you, who can they call and talk to?
1-800-926-9696, Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, David Gage, or myself. Give us a call. Stay updated on the weather. You don't want to move these cattle in sub-zero weather unless you just have to. And all your auctions you deal with will find buyers for your cattle.
Good to know. Thank you so much, Bob.